Have you ever wondered what separates teams that crumble under pressure from those that emerge stronger? When United Airlines Flight 1549 struck a flock of geese and lost all engine power in 2009, Captain Chesley Sully Sullenberger and his crew had just 208 seconds to save 155 lives. Their remarkable water landing on the Hudson River wasn't just luck. It was the result of resilient teamwork under extreme pressure. Unbreakable by Bradley L. Kirkman and Adam C. Stoverink has become a leadership sensation, with Fortune 500 executives citing it as their go-to guide for building teams that can withstand any challenge. Drawing on over four decades of research across five continents, the authors reveal the science behind team resilience, a critical skill in our increasingly volatile business landscape that even Google has identified as essential for high-performing teams. On August 5, 1949, 16 smoke jumpers parachuted into Montana's Helena National Forest to battle what seemed like a routine wildfire at Man Gulch. After landing, they were joined by fire guard James Harrison. What happened next would become one of the most studied team disasters in history. When the wind suddenly shifted, their manageable 50-acre fire exploded to 3,000 acres in minutes. As flames raced toward them at 600 feet per minute, Foreman Wagner Dodge ordered his men to drop their tools and run. Realizing they couldn't outrun the inferno, Dodge made a split-second decision. He lit an escape fire, burning a small area to create a safe zone without fuel for the approaching flames. His confused crew ignored this unprecedented tactic, believing their leader had gone nuts. Most continued running uphill toward the ridge. Only Dodge survived in his burned area, while two others, Rumsey and Solly, narrowly escaped through a rock crevice. 13 men perished, including Dieter on his 19th birthday. The Man Gulch disaster reveals something profound about team resilience. When faced with extreme adversity, the smoke jumpers couldn't make sense of their situation, couldn't coalesce as a unit, and couldn't persist through the crisis. They lacked what Kirkman and Stoverink define as team resilience, a team's capacity to bounce back from setbacks that damage valuable team processes. This tragedy offers a powerful lens through which we can understand what makes teams unbreakable. True resilience isn't about avoiding adversity. It's about having the capacity to respond effectively when it strikes. Like organizational power, resilience represents potential energy. Teams don't need to have bounced back to be resilient. They simply need the capacity to do so when required. What's particularly fascinating is how resilient teams differ from high-performing teams that excel only in stable environments. When adversity strikes, resilient teams excel at three specific actions: sense-making, interpreting disruptions and generating solutions, coalescing, uniting rather than splintering towards self-interest, and persisting, maintaining motivation despite psychological deflation. The Man Gulch firefighters failed at all three. They couldn't make sense of Dodge's escape fire. They fractured under extreme stress, with one man shouting, "To hell with that, I'm getting out of here." And they lost the collective will to persist as their team structure collapsed. The Man Gulch tragedy reveals four critical pitfalls that undermine team resilience: imbalanced confidence, inadequate teamwork roadmaps, limited ability to improvise, and lack of psychological safety. First, teams need moderately high collective confidence, not too little, not too much. The smoke jumpers likely had high individual confidence, but lacked collective team confidence. This distinction proved fatal. Individual bravado doesn't equal team confidence. Without collective belief in their abilities as a unit, they fractured when adversity struck. I've seen this play out in corporate settings, too. A pharmaceutical development team I studied collapsed when two overconfident members, dubbed the two egos, destroyed team confidence through condescension and micromanagement. Within months, every other team member had quit. Overconfidence is just as dangerous as underconfidence. It breeds complacency and prevents teams from recognizing threats until it's too late. The second pitfall is lacking a clear teamwork roadmap, a shared understanding of roles, responsibilities, and interaction patterns. The Mann Gulch crew had no such roadmap, partly because their foreman, Dodge, missed their 3-week training course. Without familiarity with their leader or established protocols for unexpected events, they couldn't properly react when the fire exploded. Think about it. When they discarded their tools, which defined their roles, they lost their identities as firefighters. A proper roadmap would have instructed them to immediately move toward their leader during adversity and follow his instructions, even for unexpected scenarios like the escape fire. The third fatal flaw is an inability to improvise collectively. While Dodge demonstrated remarkable individual improvisation with his escape fire solution, the team couldn't collectively make sense of or implement his innovation. Their training hadn't fostered the deep understanding of team experiences needed for creative adjustments under pressure. Budget constraints meant they often worked on unrelated individual projects rather than developing collective improvisation skills. Finally, and perhaps most critically, the team lacked psychological safety, the belief that members can take interpersonal risks without fear of rejection. When Dodge suggested his unconventional escape fire solution, the crew rejected this unfamiliar idea, partly because they hadn't established the psychological trust needed to embrace unconventional solutions under pressure. This same dynamic explains catastrophic team failures like the Challenger explosion, the Bay of Pigs invasion, and Volkswagen's emissions scandal, where engineers cheated emissions tests under management pressure, ultimately costing the company $33 billion. Team confidence, the collective belief that the team can complete any task or solve any problem, provides the motivational fuel that enables persistence through adversity. When setbacks occur, confident teams see them as temporary challenges they have the skills to overcome. Imagine a software development team facing disaster when a major client site crashes on launch day. Rather than deflating, they become energized. They prepared for this possibility. Working through the night with their supportive leader, who stays alongside them rather than abandoning them, they methodically diagnose the problem until finding the solution early Saturday morning. This team demonstrates resilience by coalescing, making sense of the situation, and persisting until solving the problem. While confidence fuels resilience, excessive confidence can become dangerous hubris. Overconfident teams grow complacent, believing themselves invincible and failing to remain vigilant against threats. The Enron scandal exemplifies this danger. Once America's seventh largest company, their culture of arrogance led to massive accounting fraud, thousands of lost jobs, and billions in lost pensions and stocks. The most resilient teams maintain moderately high confidence, a healthy balance between belief in their abilities and recognition of their fallibility. Research shows that collective team confidence better predicts performance than aggregated individual confidence. Moreover, team confidence and performance create a positive feedback loop. Greater confidence leads to higher performance, which further boosts confidence. The 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team, the Miracle on Ice, exemplifies this balance perfectly. This young, amateur team faced the Soviet Union, 4-time defending champions, with professional players. After suffering a crushing 10-3 exhibition loss to the Soviets just before the Olympics, the Americans remained undaunted. They fought through preliminary rounds undefeated, then stunned the Soviets 4-3, eventually winning gold. Team captain Mike Aruzio explained their transformation. "When we played them in Madison Square Garden, we just stood around and watched. The second time around, the way we were playing, the confidence we had, we were a different hockey team. Their previous defeat kept their confidence grounded, while their recent victories gave them belief. Meanwhile, the Soviet coach later admitted their earlier blowout win became a very big problem by making them overconfident." Leaders can build team confidence through 5 key approaches. First, ensure team goals and processes are crystal clear. When members understand the connection between their work and objectives, they develop healthy confidence. Second, empower your team by granting greater autonomy and decision-making flexibility. Third, transform your team through inspirational leadership that challenges them to meet high standards while communicating optimism. Fourth, put ethics at the center of leadership. Ethical leaders build team confidence by reinforcing that members can achieve goals by consistently doing what's right. Finally, offer hypothetical and sequenced mastery experiences, essentially rehearsing responses to potential adversities. Imagine a behavioral response team handling an agitated elderly patient who fears being sent to a nursing home. Through effective teamwork and communication, often wordless with just eye contact, they diffuse the situation by bringing in the patient's daughter who reassures him. This success stems from their clear teamwork roadmap developed through comprehensive training. A teamwork roadmap is a team's shared understanding of roles, responsibilities, and job requirements, knowing who does what and being able to work interchangeably when needed. For resilience, teams need both roadmap similarity, agreement on content, and roadmap accuracy, correctly capturing necessary elements. The Miracle on the Hudson exemplifies teamwork roadmaps in action. When Captain Sully Sullenberger and his crew faced complete engine failure, their ability to communicate wordlessly or with minimal but precise language enabled them to safely ditch in the Hudson River without loss of life. As Sully noted, he and First Officer Skiles collaborated wordlessly during the crisis, while his simple command, "brace for impact," triggered immediate coordinated response from the flight attendants. Leaders can build effective teamwork roadmaps through five approaches. First, hold regular team meetings where members share project updates and challenges, giving everyone visibility into each other's roles. These meetings strengthen social bonds and provide opportunities for collaborative problem solving. Second, implement team interaction training that focuses on how members work together rather than task-based skills. This should cover orientation functions that raise awareness of potential resilience constraints, mapping functions that establish action outcome contingencies, and cross-training members in different roles to provide backup capabilities. Research shows teams that conduct debriefs perform 20% better than those that don't. Third, share your leadership. By encouraging team members to take on various leadership responsibilities at different times. When W.L. Gore Associates exemplifies this with their natural leadership model, where the person with the most knowledge on an issue assumes leadership rather than being formally assigned. Fourth, lead with a growth mindset, emphasizing learning and development in your messaging. Encourage team members to try new things, take risks, and challenge the status quo. Research from Rice University found that teams were more resilient when leaders encouraged risk-taking and created environments of open communication focused on learning rather than just performance outcomes. Finally, simulate hypothetical adversities to prepare teams. The Mars 500 mission simulation, 2007-2011, exemplifies this approach, where six international crew members spent 520 days in isolation to simulate a Mars mission, complete with realistic conditions, including communication delays. When the unexpected happens, a team's ability to improvise, creating something new from existing experiences, practices, and knowledge, becomes crucial. Think of it as organizational jazz, where team members riff off each other's ideas to create novel solutions on the fly. Research shows that improvisational theater principles like practice, collaboration, acceptance, and building on ideas apply effectively to work teams. However, team improvisation only enhances innovation when members possess appropriate expertise, high-quality teamwork, a culture of experimentation, and real-time communication. Studies across 76 countries found that teams facing extreme changes, 90% requirement changes, engaged in 41% more improvisation than stable teams. Organizations can enhance team improvisation through change-promoting cultures, frequent meetings, smaller team sizes, empowering leadership, and tools that facilitate adaptation. Leaders can build team improvisation capabilities through two main approaches. First, develop a team's transactive memory, members' awareness of one another's expertise and skills. Unlike teamwork roadmaps, shared knowledge, transactive memory represents distributed knowledge throughout a team, allowing members to specialize while knowing where to access others' expertise when needed. Think of it like an improvisational jazz quartet, where musicians understand each other's styles and tendencies. Leaders should focus on ensuring the right knowledge stock, spreading knowledge evenly throughout the team, creating consensus about who knows what, and maintaining accuracy in that consensus. The second approach is increasing team creativity, which is essential for improvisation. Leaders can enhance creativity by encouraging team information elaboration, dedicated time for exchanging perspectives, using relational self-affirmation to help members share unique information, intentionally selecting team members with diverse thinking styles, and improving brainstorming sessions. IDO's 7 brainstorming rules provide an excellent framework: defer judgment, encourage wild ideas, build on others' ideas, plussing, stay focused, maintain one conversation, be visual, and prioritize quantity. Leaders should also have teams brainstorm individually before sharing ideas and push teams to persist beyond when they feel creativity waning, as research shows the creative cliff illusion causes people to end ideation too soon. However, leaders must balance thorough ideation with the need for timely responses during crises, knowing when to push for more ideas and when to make decisions. Research also shows that improvisation isn't always the best response to adversity. Sometimes persistence with the current strategy is better, especially for teams with high confidence. The fourth critical resource for team resilience is psychological safety, the shared belief that team members can take interpersonal risks without fear of embarrassment or rejection. When team members feel safe to speak up, challenge ideas, or introduce novel perspectives, teams can better withstand adversity. Consider a consulting team scenario where a junior analyst's willingness to speak up during a high-stakes client meeting saved an important engagement. Without psychological safety, valuable information often remains unshared, particularly from junior members who fear negative consequences from challenging senior colleagues. Research consistently shows psychological safety promotes solid team performance, especially for knowledge work requiring creativity and innovation. Amy Edmondson's foundational research found psychological safety enhances team learning, which improves performance. Other studies show that conflict leads to higher performance only in psychologically safe teams. Google's Project Aristotle examined hundreds of teams and discovered psychological safety was the single greatest key to team success, surpassing even team composition. Pixar's remarkable success is attributed largely to its culture of psychological safety, with founder Ed Catmull instituting the Brain Trust, regular meetings with specific rules ensuring constructive feedback focused on projects rather than individuals. Leaders can build psychological safety through several key behaviors, including encouraging discussion of mistakes by leading with vulnerability. When leaders challenge teams to think differently, it gives members permission to offer novel ideas. Studies from South Korea, Ghana, and Belgium all demonstrate that transformational leadership promotes psychological safety, which in turn enhances team creativity and learning. Beyond individual leader behaviors, 4 key structural elements can be implemented to build team psychological safety. First, creating team charters provides written agreements about decision-making and accountability that explicitly encourage members to share all relevant thoughts and concerns. Second, creating role clarity helps members understand their responsibilities, making them feel safer speaking up about issues related to their roles. Beyond formal charters, leaders can assign temporary roles like devil's advocate to enhance psychological safety during discussions. Third, ensuring peer-to-peer support while avoiding groupthink creates an environment of respectful debate with appropriate guardrails. As Shane Snow notes, psychological safety isn't about making everyone comfortable. It's about protecting team members from harm while encouraging them to push through discomfort for growth. Fourth, ensuring organizational support demonstrates that the company cares about team members' opinions and well-being, will forgive mistakes, and considers their goals and values. McKinsey research confirms that psychological safety begins at the top, with senior leaders modeling inclusive behaviors that cascade throughout the organization. When adversity strikes, leaders must guide their teams through three critical stages: minimizing adversity, managing adversity, and mending after adversity. Consider a marketing team facing the sudden absence of their crucial project manager before a major deadline. How should the leader respond? The first stage, minimizing adversity, begins long before crisis hits. Effective leaders prepare their teams by building up the four resilient resources and regularly simulating potential challenges. When the actual crisis occurs, early detection significantly reduces its impact. Leaders must remain vigilant for subtle cues of developing problems and promptly communicate the situation to the entire team. Once the crisis is identified, teams need to collectively understand its implications and develop strategies to overcome it. The leader should facilitate this by asking, "What does this mean for us?" and guiding collaborative problem solving using an empowering approach, frequently asking, "What do you think?" to signal trust and shared ownership. The second stage, managing adversity, focuses on supporting the team's execution through maintaining morale and facilitating effective teamwork. Team morale encompasses self-esteem, confidence, drive, humor, and outlook within a team. Effective leaders align teams around common missions, adopt milestone approaches with mini celebrations, publicly recognize individual contributions, and manage team conflict. Teamwork during adversity requires visual roadmaps showing responsibilities and workflows, daily 15-minute huddles to address questions and issues, and continuous monitoring of goal progress, team systems, and team member well-being. Implementing buddy systems with accountability partners creates additional support mechanisms, ensuring team members check in daily with a simple but powerful question: "Are you okay?" The final stage, mending after adversity, involves structured debriefing sessions to extract learning and strengthen future performance. These debriefs analyze both successes, roses, and failures, thorns, creating space for honest reflection. By celebrating successes while addressing challenges like roadmap confusion and team conflicts, teams transform difficult experiences into growth opportunities, completing the resilient cycle. The COVID-19 pandemic forced a dramatic shift to remote work, accelerating a trend that was already emerging. Can the same resilience principles apply in virtual environments? Absolutely, but with specific adaptations. Consider an advertising team developing a wearable technology campaign that faces an abrupt transition to remote work during a pandemic. Their leaders build resilience by explicitly expressing confidence in the team's abilities despite the new working arrangement. They create clear teamwork roadmaps with defined roles, responsibilities, and backup plans for each position. When a major setback occurs, the client removing a key product feature that was central to the campaign, the team successfully improvises using virtual collaboration tools. Surprisingly, the remote environment enhances psychological safety for quieter team members who find their voice through chat features. Building team confidence in remote settings requires leaders to offer teams latitude for innovative approaches, though this presents unique challenges when team members rarely meet face-to-face. The buddy system works well here, pairing members for special projects that invite creative solutions. Regular team meetings should be used to show that leaders have their back, asking questions like, "What is your biggest challenge this week?" or "What is your energy level right now?" Teamwork roadmaps become even more essential for remote teams, ensuring all members understand their own roles while being familiar with everyone else's contributions. Team charters, written agreements about decision-making and accountability, are particularly valuable when team members work across different locations or cultures where concepts like deadlines or quality might have different interpretations. Shared leadership is crucial for remote teams, as micromanagers are destined to fail in these environments. The volatility and complexity facing distributed teams is simply too great for one leader to handle effectively. By delegating leadership responsibilities, team leaders free themselves to focus on strategic vision while developing leadership capabilities in team members. Enhancing team improvisation in remote settings requires bolstering transactive memory and team creativity. Transactive memory, team members' awareness of who knows what, becomes particularly challenging in remote settings where informal interactions are limited. Leaders can counter this by implementing collaboration tools like knowledge repositories with detailed member profiles highlighting education, experience, and certifications. Contrary to conventional wisdom, remote teams can actually outperform face-to-face teams in creativity. Virtual meetings offer unique advantages. One person speaks at a time formats encourage better listening. Constraints often enhance creativity, and digital environments reduce conformity pressure. Building psychological safety in remote teams requires deliberately facilitating personal connections rather than waiting for them to develop naturally. This includes encouraging genuine interest in teammates' lives beyond work and creating opportunities to share personal stories through activities like Storytelling Fridays. For virtual meetings, leaders should use anonymous polls for sensitive topics, create breakout rooms instead of relying on chat features, and consider using meeting facilitators. For hybrid meetings, leaders should notify everyone about objectives in advance, post decisions on messaging boards, record all meetings, and ensure everyone gets to speak regardless of their location. As business environments grow increasingly volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous, team resilience has never been more essential. Leaders should assess their team's current resilience levels using multi-rater assessment systems that compare leaders' perceptions with team members' and customers' views. The journey to building unbreakable teams isn't a one-time event, but an ongoing process. It requires consistent attention to the four critical resilience resources: team confidence, teamwork roadmaps, capacity to improvise, and psychological safety. By investing in these areas, leaders create teams that don't just survive adversity, they emerge stronger from it. Team charters serve as a powerful tool in this process, ensuring members understand roles, responsibilities, norms, and expectations. The charter process involves both individual preparation and team consensus building, creating a shared document that outlines how the team will function, distribute work, manage meetings, make decisions, share information, resolve conflicts, and handle contingencies. What makes truly unbreakable teams isn't the absence of adversity, it's how they respond when adversity strikes. By developing the capacity to make sense of challenging situations, coalesce as a unit rather than fracture, and persist through difficulties, teams build the resilience needed to thrive in today's unpredictable business landscape. Remember the Mann Gulch tragedy that opened our journey? While those smoke jumpers lacked the resources needed for resilience, their story has taught generations of teams how to prepare for and overcome adversity. The lessons from their experience and the research-backed strategies outlined in Unbreakable provide a blueprint for building teams that can withstand any challenge, emerging stronger on the other side.